Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
President Joe Biden's approval rating has now fallen below that of the Vice President, Kamala Harris, for the first time in office. The latest Gallup poll says, if you want to know why it's dropped below that of the Vice President, it is probably because of the promise that he made. A promise that he made back on October the 22nd of 2020. A promise when he was standing on stage during a presidential debate with Donald Trump, and he did this.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. We're in a situation where there are deaths now, 1,000 deaths a day, and there are over 70,000 new cases per day. Compared to what's going on in Europe, as the New England Medical Journal said, they're starting from a very low rate. We're starting from a very high rate. The expectation is we'll have another 200,000 Americans dead between now and the end of the year. If we just wore these masks, President's own advisors have told him, we could save 100,000 lives.
100,000, folks. If you just wear the mask. That didn't work, did it? He said we're going to have hundreds of thousands more die, maybe millions. It's called fear-mongering 101. What is Joe Biden saying? He's saying to the American people in his closing arguments in the middle of a pandemic when people were freaking out, we didn't have a vaccine, and we didn't know what was really going on with COVID-19, that if you just vote for me, somehow I'll have a magic Biden wand, and I'll end it all.
And we're in a circumstance where the president thus far and still has no plan.
That's right. And then I point at the other guy on stage, and I tell you he has no plan. Even though he did have a plan called Operation Warp Speed, a plan that has given the vaccine to the world, a plan that Democrats actually said at the time under no circumstances would we take the Trump vaccine. They said it was too fast. They said it was politics. They said it would never happen. They said it was a lie. They said he's lying to you just to get you to reelect him. That's what they said. They said he was not telling you the truth. They said if you believe what he's saying, if you believe what they're telling you, you're an idiot. So back to Joe Biden's closing argument to the American people. He says, you vote for me and I'll have a plan. If you vote for me, I'll fix this. If you vote for me, I'll end COVID. If you vote for me, just give me the 2 weeks, to stop the spread and just wear your mask for 2 weeks. I won't shut down America. I won't quarantine America. I won't divide America into two different groups of people, those that have rights and those that don't have rights. Just vote for me and somehow I will be able, because I am a real leader, to end COVID. That's what Biden said.
No comprehensive plan. What I would do is make sure we have everyone encouraged to wear a mask all the time. I would make sure we move in the direction of rapid testing, investing in rapid testing. I would make sure that...
By the way, remember that rapid testing, we're going to invest in it? The Biden administration, we now know, actually, when they were told that they need to invest in rapid testing and home testing recently and that we need a bunch of tests to be able to go out to people, they actually said no. So the same guy that claimed he was going to do it when he was presented with a plan to do it actually said no. We don't have enough tests in this country right now for this new Omicron variant. We know that. Go try to find one right now. Good luck. You will not be able to find one easily. He's the guy that said, you vote for me and I will give you that. Right? I've got a plan. I'm Joe Biden. You vote for me and all this will end.
That we set up national standards as to how to open up schools and open up businesses so they can be safe and give them the wherewithal, the financial resources to be able to do that.
I'm going to open America up if you just vote for me. I'm not going to shut it down. I'm not going to shut down schools. 800-plus schools in the public system have already shut down over the holidays. I'm not going to shut down your businesses. He's been advocating for shutting down of businesses. I'm not going to mandate vaccines. Yes, now I'm mandating vaccines. You see the trend here, right? You see this trend that's happening right now, right? You understand where we're going with this, right? Joe Biden, everything he promised you he was going to do back on October the 22nd, 2020, has actually not come true, and it's been the complete opposite of it. But it was a good sales pitch, and America said, all right, I'm so afraid, I'll vote for him.
We're in a situation now where the New England Medical Journal, one of the serious, most serious journals in the whole world, said for the first time ever that the way this president has responded to this crisis has been absolutely tragic. And so, folks, I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan. All right, let's fast forward now. That was October the 22nd, 2020. That was the closing arguments to his presidential campaign. That is when he said, if you just vote for me, I'll end this. The federal government will come in. We will get testing, rapid testing. We will have a plan. I will be a leader. This guy doesn't have a plan, even though he does have a plan. And I'm going to be the one that fixes it. All right. Where are we now? Let's go to the White House. Here is the White House. On December the 27th, having a big conversation with a bunch of different people around the country about what to do. The President Biden addressing governors on the Omicron surge live on TV. And this is what he had to say about his plan.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here.
I'm sorry, wait, what was that? Did he just say there is no federal solution? Did Joe Biden literally just give up? Did he just throw his hands up in the air and say, good luck with this? Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at the state levels. I'm going to punt it to the states. Hold on. You just closed your argument for the presidential campaign that if I vote for you, you're going to have a magic wand. You're going to fix all this, and you've got a plan, and your plan's going to work, and the other guy, Donald Trump, has no plan. And now you basically, in almost exactly a year and a month, from when you gave this total crap argument to the American people, you're now saying, screw it, the federal government has no plan?
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
All right, there it is. So now it's up to the states. Okay, then if it's not going to be solved at the federal level, as he just described, then why is the federal government under Dr. Fauci now talking about it's really time to require vaccinations for domestic travel, which would be the federal government getting involved? If you said this is a state's issue and this really needs to be done at the state issue, then why is he coming out, Fauci, saying, quote, you know, I'm going to tell you that for the simple reason is that I don't want to be publicly telling what I'm recommending to the president, because if the president doesn't do it, I don't want to make it look like he's going against it, my recommendation. Then he goes on to say, but we should be looking. If you're talking about requiring vaccinations to get on the plane domestically, that is just another one of the requirements that I think is reasonable to consider. And I think that's what you're talking about when you heard me make a comment. You know, there's requirements that you might want to get if you want to go into college, or if you want to go to a university, or if you want to work in certain places. When you make vaccination a requirement, that's another, quote, incentive to get more people vaccinated. Well, wait a second. Why is the federal government now doing anything at this point? If Joe Biden says the federal government is not the solution to the problem, which might actually be music to some of our ears, then why is the federal government still trying to fix the problem?
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
This gets solved at the state level. I'm done. I'm throwing my hands up. Nothing else I can do. So let's go back to his approval rating for just a moment. You want to know why his approval rating is lower than the vice president? Why his approval rating is literally below one of the most unpopular vice presidents in history? These new polling results, which are not surprising, even though the media said this morning, whoa, I'm quoting now, the surprising polling results come from a poll in which just over 800 randomly sampled adults were interviewed by telephone between December 1st and the 16th. The purpose of the poll was to ascertain approval and disapproval for U.S. leaders. The surprising poll? You didn't see this coming, media? Come on, man, to quote Joe Biden. You guys literally are sitting there wanting me to believe that you didn't see this coming. President Joe Biden's approval rating is below that of Kamala Harris. Biden is 1 point below the vice president's approval rating. That's where we are in this administration. And just know, all of our mandates and everything we've been doing, Joe Biden just gave up. He's got 3 years left in his presidency, but he's already given up.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
There it is. I've given up. 3 more years, I'm just going to hang out and coast. And I mean, what the hell else is this guy going to do? Right? I guess you just chill out at this point.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe Biden giving up on COVID, punting to the state. What are the states doing? That's the real question that you need to be asking right now. Because what he really just did is Joe Biden just gave the states an incredible amount of power to abuse. When he gives up the way that he just gave up, you just signal to these states, to these dictators and tyrants in these states, these liberal states and cities, do what you want to do. I'm bowing out, and you guys figure it out. All right, let's fast forward to what's going on in New York. In New York City, there was something that was caught on video, and thank goodness it was, because it was one of the most disgusting, I would argue, and sick things I've ever seen the public witness when it comes to COVID and where we are now. If you have not seen this viral video, I would encourage you to go to our social media sites on Facebook, on Parler, on Twitter, Getter, Telegram, and watch this video. I'm going to play it for you, the audio, and I'm going to explain it to you as it's happening. There is a swarm of New York City police officers. They look like a SWAT team, coming into a restaurant and ordering a mother and a child to leave the restaurant for being unvaccinated. In New York, a mother and a son are not allowed to eat at a restaurant if they are unvaccinated. Now, this was all caught on tape, this raw footage of a New York police officer walking up to the table and telling the mother, you have to leave. You have to leave. The woman responds, and I'm going to read this part of this transcript for you so you understand what's being said. She says, quote, scaring a child, traumatizing a child. Hope you feel good about yourselves, NYPD. This is disgusting. This is gross. The man said, quote, "You guys failed us last night. You failed us last night. You failed all, you all failed us," referring to a significant crime that took place. Another woman says, "Disgraceful." The man then says, "You failed." Another woman says, "You failed yourself, NYPD. You failed yourself. Is this what you signed up for? Is this what justice looks like for you? Is this what you dreamed of when you wanted to be a cop? Going into a restaurant, ordering a mother and a child to leave that restaurant because they are unvaccinated. Now, when Joe Biden throws his hands up and says, this is a state issue now, I'm done. There's no federal response to this. In fact, I want you to really listen to Joe Biden's words again, because I want you to think about the power in these words that he is now transferring to these dictators and tyrants around the country.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
He just sanctioned what you're about to listen to. He just approved what you're about to listen to.
She just basically saying that she can't serve. Otherwise, if you're not going to patron, you know, you have the card.
Okay, I know,
but you don't have it, then you're going to have to leave. And if not,
the child at this point is crying. The child is the first to stand up from the table. He covers his eyes and his face with his hands, and he starts to cry. He's being surrounded by a manager, I'm assuming, of this restaurant, and the SWAT team look of the police.
No, just had a minute. You're not going to stay here. You came in with a jacket? Yeah. All right. We have to leave.
The child then gets up from the table, runs to the other side of the table, where his mother wraps his arms around the child. This is happening in the United States of America, in New York City.
Wow. Scaring a child, traumatizing a child. Hope you feel good about yourself, NYPD.
Now, I want to be clear. The voice you're hearing right now is not the mother. This is a woman filming this. She's in shock. The other patrons are in total shock that an entire table has been surrounded by the New York Police Department ordering a mother and a child to leave the restaurant for being unvaccinated.
This is disgusting. This is gross.
You guys failed us last night. You failed us last night.
The child is now clinging on to what looks like her, or the significant other of the mother, and he's crying. They're packing up and they're leaving because the police have come to take them away.
You all failed us. We're here for you and your kids.
Disgraceful.
You failed.
You failed yourself, NYPD.
The woman who's yelling that and the man who's yelling are not, from what we understand, a part of the party that's being kicked out. They're just filming this as Good Samaritans at this point.
You failed yourself. Is this what you signed up for? Is this what justice looks like for you? Is this what you dreamed of when you wanted to be a cop?
I'm counting right now, and I can't see the entire place, but it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 police officers who have surrounded one table and a child that's now being held by what I'm assuming is his mother, crying as they're being kicked out of a restaurant because they are unclean. They have been deemed the unwanted ones. I told you, and I've been saying this, they are going to divide this country into two groups of people. This is no different than what we saw happen in Germany. We have a police force coming in, surrounding a table, and taking away the unclean ones. You don't have a vaccination card? You didn't get your child vaccinated? You're banished from having any rights to eat in a restaurant at a private business. Let me remind you, the government doesn't own these restaurants. This is the private sector. It's the private business with private citizens who have decided, their leaders, their elected leaders, have decided to take them over and run them like the government owns all of you. The government apparently owns everything in your life. They own you. They own your kids. They own your restaurants. And if you don't play by the new rules that they've imposed on you, they will take you out of society. The mother's now packing up her table. You can hear one of the police officers yelling at another table that's yelling at them as the tables start to turn on the cops saying, and he says, look, you're unvaccinated, you can come in. If you're vaccinated, you can come in. If you're unvaccinated, you can't eat anywhere in New York City.
Yeah. You're killing yourself to live.
If you don't have your vaccination cards, another police officer with the, quote, strategic response group, that's what's on their jacket, NYPD strategic response group. If you don't have your vaccination card, you must leave the restaurant now.
All right. If you leave voluntarily, all right, you will not be pressed. There will not be charges pressed against you.
If you leave voluntarily, there will not be charges pressed against you.
Otherwise, you will be arrested for trespassing.
You will be arrested for trespassing. Now, I want you to think about this. If the restaurant doesn't want to impose this, then why are you being charged with trespassing? Because the government now owns your private business. That's what this is. The businesses that are private, there's nobody saying anything in the business. It doesn't matter. The police can come in. Where is your card? Show me your card. And if you don't show me your card, game over. If you don't show me your, this is it. You're out of here. You don't belong here.
All right. This will be your only warning, please.
This will be your only warning. New York Police Department Strategic Response Group rounding up the unvaccinated, including the children. You will be charged with trespassing if you don't leave now. Did anybody want to press charges on these restaurants? I would assume the majority of them do not. Apparently, though, it doesn't matter. Apparently, it doesn't matter at all. What Joe Biden just did was maybe not give up. Maybe this is being done on purpose. You know, the normal headline for people is, oh, well, Joe Biden just gave up. I'm not so sure this wasn't done on purpose. I think there's many liberal governors and mayors out there that said to Joe Biden, give us the power to do what we want to do that you can't do nationally. And if you'll just say there's no solution from the federal government and this is a local issue, this is a state issue, then we can start cracking down on people. And look at what just happened in New York. Tell me I'm wrong.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you listen to Joe Biden's words, the first words of the federal government has no solution to COVID, this is a state issue, and then he immediately pivots to the governors, this was clearly well thought out or well planned beforehand. This wasn't an accident. And you can see how quickly they're moving to, hey, governors, you guys need to take charge. You guys need to decide what's best for you and your state. New York City, you want to round up people and have these special response teams that run in and terrify children and kick them out of restaurants and tell them if they don't leave, you're going to arrest them and the children for not leaving? That's up to you. I'm going to give you the power.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help.
Yeah, there it is. I'm giving you the power to do what you need to do. This is up to you guys now. Do your thing. Now, the real question is, do they even know what they're doing? Is there even such thing as a real plan? U.S. Congressman, you may remember him, Jason Chaffetz, had this to say about what President Biden has done.
All right, let's bring in our good friend Jason Chaffetz this morning. Jason, the president finally agreeing, I guess you could say, with Republicans, who have been saying this the whole time, let the states make the decisions. What do you make of all of this?
Well, I'm glad to hear the president say it. I wish his team would be on the same playbook and actually read the same memo, because they aren't doing that. As you pointed out earlier, as the Wall Street Journal in their editorial pointed out, rescinding the OSHA mandate that they're trying to pursue as the federal government would be a first step in making that a reality. If you look back on it, you really, I think, objectively say, what did Biden and his team do over the last year to make this situation better? I can't think of a single thing. I don't think they have a plan at this point. And it's just not good enough for the president to throw up his arms and say, you know, golly, I forgot to order those testing kits, and I really should have done that. I also think one of the things, Ashley, we should be looking at is, where is the Health and Human Services Secretary, Xavier Becerra? He's been absolutely, totally absent in this whole thing, and I think it's a real mystery. He's absolutely nowhere on this.
Well, he isn't, and it's interesting because when he came in, he was going to be the post-Trump savior on everything. And in fact, part of his big campaign was to, I'm going to beat this this virus, it's a national crisis. It's not being handled properly. And yet here we are. I mean, it's somewhat embarrassing.
Yeah, well, look, testing was one of the things that Biden and his team were most critical of. And at the very beginning of the pandemic, everybody did want to test. But I think testing is one of the things we need to look at. I also think, Ashley, in these next couple of weeks, I think we need to look at the metrics. The metrics have changed. What are the most important metrics along the way? Looking at people who have had COVID and understanding that natural immunity is far more superior than getting some sort of vaccination. I think we need to look at that. And the masking requirements for four-year-olds on airplanes, things like that, are just absolutely, totally not necessary. I think what they're doing in schools is just absolutely wrong. The administration is tone deaf. I think if they really want to change, they got to get rid of Fauci. America needs a second opinion. They need a new fresh face there.
Yeah.
I've been saying Fauci needs to go for quite some time, because if Fauci actually cares, right, if he genuinely truly cares about America, and I don't believe that he does, but if he genuinely cares, and it's not about him being famous, right, because he's all about fame right now, he would realize he's one of the most polarizing people in political history in this country. I would argue if you had a poll number for Fauci, I would argue that there's a very good chance that he is more polarizing than Donald Trump ever was. And Donald Trump was supposed to be polarizing. He was the president of the United States of America. That's polarizing. Fauci is supposed to be the most non-political guy out there. In fact, he's more political than even, I would argue, Donald Trump is, or Nancy Pelosi. That is a problem. He's not convincing people to get vaccinated. He's completely lost credibility with the people that you need to have credibility with the most, the people that are not vaccinated, right? If you're using the logic of the government right now, you would say this guy is the worst messenger we could get our hands on. So it's time for us to make a change, but they're not going to do it. Because Fauci is a guy that's in favor of lockdowns. He's a guy that is in favor of isolation. He's a guy that's in favor of all of the mandates. That's what he is. That's who he is. He is the guy that wants total control, and he was elected by no one. Remember, this is the same guy that's going to make you be vaccinated and your kids vaccinated to get on a plane. It's going to happen soon. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen.
I'm not going to tell you that for the simple reason is that I don't want to be publicly telling what I'm recommending to the president, because if then the president doesn't do it, I don't want to make it look he's going against it. The president takes all recommendations, all discussions, and as a group, we make a decision about what's best to do. There are pros and cons to that. I mean, you've got to ask yourself why it is you're making that requirement. If you're making a requirement for vaccination for people to get on planes who are coming into the country, that's understandable. You don't want to bring more cases into the country. But if you're talking about requiring vaccination to get on a plane domestically, that is just another one of the requirements that I think is reasonable to consider. And I think that's what you're talking about when you heard me make a comment. You know, there's requirements that you might want to get if you want to get into college, or you want to go to a university, or you want to work in certain places. When you make vaccination a requirement, that's another incentive to get more people vaccinated. If you want to do that with domestic flights, I think that's something that seriously should be considered.
Now, Dr. Fauci, as always, we want to thank you for your service to America.
I love it. Service to America. Thank you for your service to America. You're going to lose your rights. You're going to lose your rights, and then you got to go back to the doctors who are also now saying, we need medical, you know, ethics here. We need to start not treating and not saving the lives of those that get COVID that are unvaccinated. We need to start punishing them, and that'll be part of the incentive to get vaccinated. This is a critical care pulmonologist, a MSNBC medical analyst, Dr. Vin Gupta, said this week that it's time for the medical profession to begin looking at the bioethics of placing a lower priority on unvaccinated COVID patients. Others have rallied around him now and have said that they believe that what he is advocating for is something that other doctors need to be advocating for. Now, I want you to think about what Joe Biden just did, because all of this is connecting. Joe Biden has come out and Joe Biden has said, there is no federal government solution. This is going to be solved on the state rights. It's going to be a state issue. Local municipalities, mayors, and governors are going to be the one that are going to have to figure out how to fight COVID. I'm putting my hands up. So what does that mean for states and doctors and hospitals? Well, I would assume that means that now they get to decide who gets treatment and who doesn't. And if a governor decides that those who are vaccinated deserve to get better treatment than those that are unvaccinated, if their hospitals are being overcrowded, then so be it. Now, you look at these New York City cops order a mother and a child to leave a restaurant for being unvaccinated, telling everybody else you better get out of here. And if you don't have your proof of vaccine, we will arrest you. Then it's not crazy to think that, hey, maybe they'll treat you the same way when you go to the hospital. Just like this MSNBC medical analyst said. They're threatening to arrest children in this country. Two different societies, exactly what I told you they did in Germany, exactly what Hitler did. We're doing it in America today in real time. We're saying no quality care for the unvaccinated. No food for the unvaccinated. You can't even go work in your own restaurant if you're unvaccinated. The state owns your restaurants. The state owns the private airlines. The state owns the hospitals. Are you paying attention?
I know, just off the top of my head, at least a half dozen people who've gotten COVID, who are vaccinated, but who got it in settings where they were around mixed groups, where people were not necessarily unvaccinated or not necessarily vaccinated. So the unvaccinated are spreading this thing, and it's mutating let's be frank, because of the unvaccinated.
You are public enemy number one if you don't get the jab. The government media, state-sponsored media, this is nothing but state-sponsored media propaganda. The doctors that the state decides are the most brilliant minds, Fauci and this guy that you're about to hear from, and the police and the private businesses and everything. They own it all, folks. You have no rights in this country under Biden.
Okay, so I'm running out of ideas about what to do if people are refusing to protect themselves and other people. There is stats out today that we're talking about. Let me find this here. 140 new COVID infections, 140 million new COVID infections to the U.S. in the next 2 months, according to the latest model. 140 million new cases. I'll just let you comment, because I don't know what we do at this point, honestly, Dr. Gupta. I don't know what else to do.
Good evening, Joyce. Great to be here with you and Dr. Watts. I mean, what I will say here is I think we have to move away from this paradigm of even thinking about caseloads day over day, because it's overwhelming, it's psychologically depressing, it's discouraging, and really thinking about, for the vaccinated, the triple vaccinated, are there serious breakthrough illnesses that are landing in Dr. Watts's hospital or in my ICU, and really following that metric, number one. So I think we have to frame shift here, because these vaccines, like the flu shot, will mitigate the risk of severe illness. They do that really well. They won't prevent a positive test. So psychologically shifting that frame, critical. To your point, what can we do moving forward? I'm really encouraged that the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals removed the stay on the Department of Labor's order depriving employers to say either do a weekly test or mandate the vaccine. That is going to have traction here, number one. So
you can't work if you don't get vaccinated. You notice that. That's a doctor saying that on national TV. That's going to get us traction. You tell people they can't go to work, they can't go to school, they can't do anything without doing what we tell them to do. Your kids are going to be harassed. You're going to have to pay for the test. You can't go to work. You can't do anything unless we give you the rights and the power to do it. Are you understanding where we're going? This sounds a lot like Germany. Prove me wrong. And the scariest part of all is this last statement that goes unchecked, not just unchecked, actually is celebrated by the host and the other doctor.
We're going to see more movement in the private sector. And then I do think negative incentives, whether it's a vaccine mandate in the workplace or, and this is where it gets controversial, but we need to start talking about this, the bioethics of it broadly, because this is not the last respiratory pandemic we're going to face, Joy. What do we do with somebody who's unvaccinated, who's taking advanced ICU therapies from somebody who is vaccinated in the hospital? How do we rank order that priority? We do it for organs, kidneys, livers, lungs. We say, did you smoke? Did you drink recently? If you did, you're lower on the list, even if you need it. We need to start thinking in that model, have bioethics around it, a framework, because this is not going to be the last respiratory pandemic we face.
There it is. You don't do what we tell you to do, you're probably going to die. And if we have the opportunity to hurt you in the hospital, we'll do it. We'll have the ability to take away and shut down your private business. We'll tell people that they're trespassing at your private business, even if you say they're not trespassing. We will arrest people and terrify children because they don't have a vaccine card in a restaurant in New York City. And we now are going to say the federal government can't fix this, so therefore we give all the power to liberal states, and the liberal states, you guys go. You guys do what you got to do, which is all of the things that I just clearly described for you. And that is the plan. Get on board or get run over by the Biden administration, and they can say, it's not us. We're not running over you. It's those guys, the governors, that are doing it. We just gave them the power to do it and knew what they would actually do, which is run over you. Please write us a 5-star review on our podcast right now and help more people see and hear our podcast. Please share this with your family and friends so they can hear all the audio we just played. And please help us grow by sharing this on social media. Hit that share button of our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe or auto-download, depending on where you're listening right now. You can say subscribe or auto-download, and it will do it for you each and every day on this show for free. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.